Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back, Sports City. We are back in front of the Sunday morning brunch, Sports City. We got 60 minutes in the kitchen. We're going to try to do everything we can to get you in and out of the kitchen so you can get ready for the Week 5 NFL situation and also the MLB postseason, which things are heating up. And it's looking like the first round is already getting close to coming to a close already. But welcome to the brunch, people. I will not take up any more time. We need to get going. Let's go.
Oh, welcome to Sports City. TP Thomas is at the helm.
Feeling kind of Sunday.
Moses taking care of the Midwest. I'm TP Thomas holding down the East Coast.
TP, I am ready to rock.
And the only thing, I got one thing to wish you, people.
Good morning.
It's a Sports City chef with Sunday the brunch with Mark and TP.
Good morning.
Kick back, relax, enjoy everybody, don't turn on the TV.
Good morning.
It's a Sunday morning brunch with Mark, the Moses, and TP Thomas.
Good morning.
So sit back, relax, and 2 hours of facts, and that's a fact, yeah.
The call the number is 917-889-9592. We got you for the next 60 minutes locked and loaded here with the chefs. Y'all could have been anywhere else in the world, but y'all are here with Sports City. Sports City, before I get this thing going, man, it's been a lot of interesting things that have been happening. It seems like it's a repetitive situation, losing people in my life. But rest in peace, shout out, first and foremost, to the Hawk. Connie Hawkins just passed away. Got to show my respects, and also lost a cousin of mine again, a repeat Sunday again here in Sports City. So I want to give them a moment of silence before we get rocking here at the brunch. Okay, so I got my co-host with me, my big brother, Arkeezy, a.k.a. Mr. King. Welcome to the brunch. How are you feeling this morning?
I'm feeling good, Thomas, man. Excited to be back inside Sports City. Sorry to hear about that bad news once again, repeating that cycle, man. But much prayer to the family there, and let's hold it down. Let's represent for them one time.
You already know, man. It's like I got to stay busy, like try to keep my mind busy because I'm kind of like my mother. If I don't occupy myself, if I don't do something, I'm going to continue to dwell on it. So it's like I got to go somewhere where I got to – I call this the happy environment, no matter if we going at it in debate or we having a fun time picking on something, this is something to help me stay busy. It's relative because I've been around sports all my life, so I'm here with my family anyway, so let's get it going. First and foremost, the NHL season is underway. Interesting enough, you just had to get that out there. My boys are losing right now. The Rangers are struggling. Or Henrik Lundqvist. Listen, I said this a while ago. If he can't stay in between those pipes and stop goals, they got to find some type of replacement. He gave up 8 last night. The other night he gave up 4, so that's interesting enough. The MLB postseason is interesting as it is. Being here in the New York area, the Yankees actually just lost their second game. They played game 3 tonight where they're facing elimination up against the Cleveland Indians. Can the Indians close the door? And this game is actually in New York, so the Yankees actually have somewhat of an advantage. However, it is raining right now in my area, in my region. It's raining outside, so I don't know if this weather permits or stops the game. The Red Sox, being in the New England area also, they're facing elimination also, so it is pretty interesting in my region for the baseball scenario. Now, looking at some of the college games that went down, we had some upsets and some interesting games that went down. Thursday night, Louisville lost to NC State by 2 touchdowns. Of course, the team that I support, the Hurricanes, won a thriller up against Florida State. A buzzer-beating touchdown as they were down 3. They scored a touchdown with 6 seconds left on the clock. Alabama had a scare up against Texas A&M, winning by 8 on the road. Clemson won by 2 touchdowns as well. Oklahoma was the biggest upset of the day, them losing at home to Iowa State by a touchdown. Iowa State was able to put 2 touchdowns in late and taking this one away from Oklahoma State. Penn State did their thing in Northwestern, winning by 24 points Penn State potentially moved up to the 3 spot. Georgia took care of business. There's some stats coming out of Georgia, too, with what they've been able to do as well. Michigan State was another upset, unranked team going into the Big House for one of, I think, 5 or 6 games all time played at nighttime. I didn't know that they had so low of an amount of number of games that were played in Ann Arbor, but Michigan has only played 5 or 6 night games, in which Michigan State was able to go into the Big House and win this game by 4. Defensive battle to me, 14-10. TCU won in a Big 12 matchup up against West Virginia by a touchdown. Wisconsin took out Nebraska. Ohio State cleaned out Maryland by 62-14. I'm trying to do it as quickly as possible to get in and out of college. Not Washington. Well, Washington State took care of Oregon. Oregon's not the same Oregon, but they do have a decent record right now, losing that game 33-10. Auburn took care of Ole Miss 44-23. USC won by 28, 4 touchdowns. Sam Darnold had a 3-touchdown effort, 316 yards passing. A lot of people are high on him coming out of this college season, going to be a potential first quarterback pick. We'll see how that pans out. Virginia Tech took care of business up against Boston College. San Diego State in the top 20, not alone, let alone the top 25, but the top 20 ranked team, went in to lost UNLV after the horror that went down in Las Vegas and won by 31. A lot of people thought the Rebels would be inspired playing the game. They did come on the field. The players from UNLV came on the field with every cop or police officer. Let me say the correct way. The police officers of Las Vegas, you know, in respect to everything that happened the other evening. I think that was the country music concert event that happened out there in front of the Mandalay Bay. Another upset, Stanford won on the road up against Utah. Notre Dame beat North Carolina 33-10. LSU with I don't really want to call it an upset because I would have looked at that game with LSU winning that game, but they won that game by an extra point. The kicker from Florida missed an extra point, and that ended up being a decider. And last but not least, UCF beat Cincinnati 51-23, just to round out the scores around college football. But there's a couple of games that just caught my interest, especially me, the one I was watching from start to finish with that Hurricane game. And Florida State scored a touchdown late to take the lead by 3. There was a minute and 30 seconds on the clock, and Miami got all the way downfield and scored a touchdown to put them up by 4. And just to be elated to watch Miami finally crack a 7-game losing streak to Florida State. As much as this rivalry has always gone back and forth, Florida State's been on a run since 2009. So this was, you know, time long spent for Miami to get back on the board and make this rivalry, you know, great again. Well, even though all the time Miami, before winning yesterday, Miami was up by a game, 31-30. Now Miami's back up 2, so it's 32-30 all time in that rivalry. Royce, is there anything that you caught wind of in the college football scenario or any other sport before we get away from it and start discussing things about how things should potentially?
Well, I do have a question for you, Thomas, seeing how I'm not a big follower of NHL. So when you mention the NHL, I scroll through the standings, and I'm going through the conferences and the divisions, and I see out west in the Pacific Division, Vegas has a hockey team. And I'm an honest guy. I had no idea. Can somebody inside Sports City please tell me, when did Vegas get the Golden Knights?
That just happened this year. They just got this team this year. This is an expansion team, and they are undefeated at this. What were you going to say? I'm sorry.
I was going to say, so this is year one.
Yeah, this is their first year being
okay,
in the league
okay,
right now.
Okay, okay, okay. I don't feel like I'm completely out of touch with sports now, because for a moment I was all of a sudden, for the first time in my life, like, oh my God, something happened in one of the major 4 sports and I just never heard of it. And I'm still late, right? Because they played 2 games and I'm just now seeing it. But I'm only like a couple of minutes late. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not 2 years, 3 years late. Thank you, Thomas. Thank you. Jeez.
Right. No, nobody's holding that against you. That's fine. It's okay. And plus, like you know me very well now. I go out there all the time, so that's actually giving me an attraction to get to Vegas to at least see hockey for now. Going out to Las Vegas because in a year and a half from now, let's just say a year and 2 months from now, the Oakland Raiders will be Las Vegas Raiders. So they won't only just have a hockey team; they'll have a football, an NFL franchise team in the middle of Vegas, down at the end of the strip. So it's going to be even more crazier already being in one of the more intriguing cities in the United States. I don't want to rush into games just yet. I mean, we can if you want. If there's any other news or scenario that you'd like to point to, that anything that's caught your mind, I'd like to discuss it before we just run into our Sunday opinions on these picks.
I'm sorry, Thomas, trying to manage the background. No, I know Steph Curry dropped 40 over in China against Minnesota early morning, our time, right? You know, can you imagine, like, waking up and just going out dropping 40 like it's nothing? I mean, wouldn't you just love to still have that type of game, Thomas?
Everybody would love to have that. And the crazy part about it is this is only preseason and he's putting up these type of numbers. Now, granted, I looked at the way, you know, Carmelo came out of the gate for the Thunder, put up 19 in like 20 minutes. And then the next night where the Thunder actually won their game up against the new and improved, I'm going to say it like that too, the new and improved New Orleans Pelicans, Paul George went off for 25 points in limited minutes. But just seeing these guys get – you know, they're scoring up and learning how to gel. Curry going off of 40, they continue to feed him. And which is the team that I'm watching out for being the Minnesota Timberwolves, because they have a great amount of pieces that just got added to this team. But that's the one thing that just makes the Golden State Warriors that much scarier is that they have these shooters and they play unselfishly. So if somebody's hot, this is the way that we all was, the way that we grew up out here was, If feed the hot hand. They always feed the high hand, especially if it's a mismatch. If the guy can't guard him, man, we're going to keep feeding him until y'all try to double him and it opens up other things. But Curry was just shooting that three ball like crazy recently up against the Minnesota Timberwolves. But for them to put up damn near 142-110, for them to put up damn near 150 points in a preseason game, maybe they have a chip on their shoulder. Maybe they're telling people, hey, we are the champs right now. Y'all got to come and try to knock us off. But I think this is a threat, a warning. I don't know how people can take it, but you got to do something,
man,
about it.
I know it's the brunch, and we're going to save a lot of conversation as far as the NBA for the Crossover Cafe. We back doing our thing with the Crossover Cafe here inside Sports City. But just very quickly, I agree with you. It's an absolute message being sent that at any given moment, whenever we so feel like it and decide we want to light y'all up, it ain't nothing y'all can do about it. We don't care who you got. Because to me, that's what they said to the Timberwolves. So what, you got Jimmy Butler? So what, you got Jeff Teague? It doesn't matter, you got Tots Gibson. It doesn't matter. So y'all think y'all going to be the Chicago Bulls and the Timberwolves together? You put that in a bag and shake it all up and it's going to pour out a Western Conference playoff appearance? Are y'all gonna supplant us in the Western Conference Finals? Is that what you think? Really?
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely not. I mean, and these guys went off, and Curry wasn't by himself. I mean, Clay was splashing. KD obviously going to get in the mix. Draymond Green throwing up turnaround three-pointers from the corner, just going in all bottoms. Like, what the what? Really? Hey, man, This team is still scary, and I'm not afraid to backpedal and backtrack. I'm a backpedal and backtrack ASAP right here, right now on the brunch. Man, it's Golden State, Cleveland. I'm sorry, OKC. I know y'all got firepower. Melo going to get y'all in the Western Conference Finals, and Paul George, y'all might make it a good 6 or 7, but on any given Sunday, D, these boys can throw it up and put up 150. yeah, okay, Thomas. Let's get this football cracking, man. We'll talk basketball later in the week.
I'm offended. I'm offended. He just really just threw OKC in the mix. Look, it's okay. It's okay, man. You know what? I feel. You know what, Bo State, but my boys are going to the final. I'm saying it right now. I'm saying it right now. For what? Let the guns blow. Okay. So, without any further ado, we are in front of, you know, week five. Everything going on in the NFL, in which we had a game that already took place Thursday, with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers coming up short up against the New England Patriots, losing that game 19-14, in which the Patriots got a score late to extend the lead. They were up by a few. I think they were up by 2 points, if I'm not mistaken. They ended up kicking the field goal to extend the lead to five. The Buccaneers got the ball. Jameis Winston led them all the way downfield to around the 30-yard line, and no need for, like, a Hail Mary. Just had to make the right pass to get into the end zone. Every receiver basically went to the end zone. He tried to throw a bullet instead of, like, a lofty pass to leave an opportunity for these guys to make a catch, and New England broke the pass up, and the game was over, in which Anthony, a.k.a. AR, was the only one in the kitchen to pick the Patriots. So he's off to a good start, 1-0. Up against Mia Royce. Mia Royce ended up going with the Buccaneers. I'm not going to lie, Sports City, I thought this was a different Buccaneers team, the way that they came out the gate, the pieces that they've added, especially with DeSean Jackson. But I just don't, from what I've seen for Thursday, they just weren't ready for a Patriots team. And this was a low-scoring affair. Tampa Bay's defense did as much as they could to keep them in the game, holding a Tom Brady-led Patriots team to 19 points. I give the defense a pat on the back, a job well done, whatever accolade they need, but the offense needed to get scoring, especially being at home. With them being at home, they definitely, they should have been able to put up more than just two scores in the game, but it's tough, especially going up against Bill Belichick and knowing what Bill Belichick's resume reads, so can't really throw too much shade against them. So, anything that you would like to mention about that game before I get into the games for this week as well?
Yes, Thomas, absolutely, man, because I feel like we had the right selection. I mean, at the final score, it says that we got it wrong, right? But let's look at the breakdown. With the exception of that second quarter touchdown by the Patriots, and if the game continues to play out with field goal, field goal, field goal, field goal versus two touchdowns, Buccaneers win. Had the Buccaneers not given up that one touchdown, they would have prevailed, right? So the reason why I know that I didn't select the Patriots because I felt like they were struggling.
Right. Hold on. Before you keep going, before you keep going, watch this one. I'm glad that you put something else in the pot for people to eat because I actually overlooked this. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers kicker, I forgot all about this, Nick Foles, missed three field goals, in which he was in complete range of nailing it. Like, it wasn't like he was kicking a long 55-yarder or 50. You know, I can just put those numbers together and just say that that's a respectable miss, if he's missing the field goal. You know what I mean? Field goals in which if he nails the three of them, or if he nails two of them, they win the game. If he nails two, that's 6 points. They lost by five. He missed three of them, but they were basically chip shots that the Bucs actually set him up to be in front of the cross, the cross right, and he missed all three of them. And a lot of people think potentially he may end up losing his job. Now, the interesting part about that is they already just got rid of a kicker being Robert Aguayo, the former kicker from the Florida State Seminoles. They got rid of him, sent him to Chicago. They got Folk, and he's missing kicks. And both the coaching staff and Folk are concerned about his position moving forward. So before I, let you air out, I wanted to throw that one in there before you scraped off that plate. But that also was a part of the game.
Absolutely. See? So there we have it. The Buccaneers were the correct pick they just did not capitalize and deliver on every scoring opportunity. So, you know, I'm starting to see that occur a lot, obviously, in football. I mean, not that it hasn't always been a part of the game, but when you're talking about a team like the Patriots versus the Buccaneers, I think it's always easy to say, well, I'm going to go with the Pats. Why wouldn't you go with the Pats, right? I mean, how many trips have they made to the Super Bowl in the last decade? How many Lombardi trophies have they hoisted in the last decade? That's easy to pick the Patriots, right? But you got to be looking at something and looking for something or seeing either somebody slipping, like the Patriots secondary obviously was slipping. They gave up two touchdowns. They didn't hold the Buccaneers to field goals like the Buccaneers, for the most part, held the Patriots to field goals. The Buccaneers basically held the Patriots to field goals and one touchdown on the day.
Real talk.
Unfortunately, they didn't score their necessary additional field goals on top of their two. So, I mean, I know it sounds crazy and it probably says, well, that's just real generic, you know, analysis, but sometimes less is more. It's just that simple. Score when given the opportunity, and you'll have the most points probably at the end of the game, and you'll win. I'm just saying.
Of course. No, I wholeheartedly agree with you. And it's not like I was sitting up here trying to not saying that you were insinuating that, but like I was making an excuse for Tampa Bay or what New England was able to do to them. But just knowing that, you know, been here before attitude the Patriots have and knowing the leadership in front of a Tom Brady is no matter who he has with him. And the crazy part about it, too, that I think about it, is the Patriots did go into this game. Of course, everybody knows Julia Edelman is out for the season, but also Rob Gronkowski did not play, sitting out nursing his injury as well. And Brady still was able to get the job done on the road after coming off of a loss, an interesting loss to Carolina last week at home. So that's the reason why I kind of went with Tampa Bay, was because Tampa Bay was actually playing good football. And New England being the number 32nd, which is last place defense in the NFL, is what scared me because of the weapons that they do have on Tampa Bay. So that's why I went with Tampa Bay. I thought Tampa Bay would probably turn a different leaf, beating a big-time – well, not even to say a big-time team, beating the NFL champion, New England Patriots. So I felt like that they could, you know, right the ship. But unfortunately – Brady is still that dude, okay, period. I had an argument the other day. Somebody's still debating if Brady is the best quarterback in the league, so on and so forth. I'm like, yeah, there's going to be younger guns in the league. Of course, you're going to be enamored with Aaron Rodgers or Drew Brees. Just to throw some of the names out there, you know, the top echelon quarterback. But it's like until Brady puts those cleats up and number 12 hangs up in Massachusetts, You got to respect them. You got to respect them. Even though I didn't, I picked the Tampa Bay Buccaneers amongst us and, you know, the chef organization between the three of us. Tampa Bay, you let me down. You let me down, but I'll eat the crow. I will eat the crow. Anything else before we do get into these games?
That's it. Let's go.
Okay, so the first game that we have today is the Buffalo Bills take their 3-1 act on the road up against the Cincinnati Bengals, where the Bengals are actually able to get their first win of the season up against the Browns. So everybody's picking on Cleveland to get their wins, but they're on the board, regardless, and their division rivals. So this made that even more of an interesting matchup last week. But Shady McCoy and these Bills up against the Cincinnati Bengals, who are struggling out the gate this season. Who do you like and why, Roy?
Well, Timeless, what I'm concerned about, first and foremost, I'm getting this out here, is the seesaw, the consistent seesaw that I'm having with my picks. Okay? We're in week 5. In week 1, I went 7-8. You know, so basically, I'm going to sum it up. In odd number weeks, it seems like I'm posting 7-8 records, and in even number weeks, I'm going 11-5. I'm trying to right that ship this week. And I was so disappointed, you know, in the Cincinnati Bengals for not winning games that I thought that they were going to win. But that doesn't mean I'm going to pick them this week. I still can't buy the Bengals. I'm rolling with the Bills, man. I think Shady McCoy is going to, you know, have a respectable day. I don't think that he'll, you know, necessarily dominate per se, but a respectable day. And the Bills continue to build on their momentum and just tack on another win and improve to a 2-1 on the road. Because, you know, right now what I'm seeing from the Bills is just a better team than the Bengals, period. That's how I have to sum that up. I just see a better team.
Well, let's have a little spice in the kitchen. Roy's going with the Bills. I'm going with the Cats. I'm going with the Bengals to win this one at home to stir it all up in a doggone AFC East. I feel something's going on in this matchup. The reason being, and I'm not saying this because of all of the events that happened out there last week, but Vegas, you are dirty. Okay, Vegas, looking at the line right now, Cincinnati is favored right now by 3 points. There's something wrong, especially the way that Cincinnati's been stumbling out of the gate up against these teams. They have them favored to beat a Bills team that's been playing hot, coming off of a win up against the Falcons on the road. Something is up. I'm going with Cincinnati. There's something fishy about that. There's something fishy. Okay. The next matchup I do have is the New York Jets, a.k.a. Gang Green, going up against the Dog Pound, a.k.a. the Cleveland Browns. I like how I use the colors, right? Like how I use the colors. Colors. No, I'm showing my age. Okay, so the matchup, and I hate to say it like this, but this is like one of the non-interesting matchups. However, the Jets are playing 500 football right now. They are 2-2 in the AFC East. Is there any way the Browns get on the board, Roy, or are you going with Gang Green?
Well, another one of those games is going to probably make it 7-8. Here we go again, Timeless. Here's the deal with the Browns, man. I've seen this team have opportunities to score, but receivers can't seem to catch. And I don't know if these guys – went online and decided to shop Amazon and order a pair of hands, you know, go to Walmart, you know, ShopRite, you know, the closest, you know, grocery store somewhere. Guys got to buy some hands and help your quarterback out, okay, because there have been opportunities in previous weeks, obviously, first 4 weeks of the season, where they could have put some points on the board and maybe really been in a contest. In particular, the one I'm really thinking about is that game against the Colts. You know, that was the last time I picked the Browns, and that's probably, you know, just it. That was probably the last time I was going to pick the Browns. So, unfortunately, I'm not picking the Browns this week, Thomas. I'm going with Gang Green. I need the Jets, J-E-T-E-S, Jets, 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 Jets. How many times do I got to say Jets before I get to stop, Thomas? Can I stop now?
You got it. I'm not pushing you around. I just asked you. This is so crazy of a matchup. The Jets have actually won two games out of the gate. One was an interesting one where they basically beat the brakes off of the Dolphins. I thought the Dolphins would come up there and do work. The Dolphins only scored 6 points, in which it was in the fourth quarter. So basically the Jets dominated. And the win that they pulled off last week up against the Jacksonville Jaguars, in which I've actually been high speaking up, you know, the Jaguars, they've actually been playing decent ball this season too, in which my cousin Bilal went crazy running over 100 yards rushing. He had one run for 75 yards. I like this matchup, but they've been playing each other a lot over the past couple of seasons, so they're getting familiar with one another. And this is why I say this is an interesting matchup, because of that doggone city, a.k.a. Las Vegas. They have Cleveland favored, but it's almost like a pick 'em in which Cleveland is giving the Jets a point. I'm going with the Browns, people. The Browns get off the board for me. I'm going – right now it looks like I'm heavy AFC North right now. So I'm going with the Browns to get off the board to win this one up against Gang Green. Sports City, I feel some type of way. I know in my heart, like pick the Jets, my mind is something is fishy in Cleveland. Something is fishy. Okay, the next matchup I have is the San Francisco 49ers on the road in the state where AR and Arcisi are up against the Indianapolis Colts, in which this is the first time that Frank Gore is playing against his former team that drafted him, the San Francisco 49ers. So there's like a revenge factor in this game, but this should be an interesting game. Royce, who do you like in this matchup, San Francisco or the hometown team?
Man, I see what you did there, but it's okay. I ain't gonna call you out this week. We gonna roll with it. You know I ain't going with the Colts. You know I am not picking the Indianapolis Colts, and everybody knows why. If you're a regular here in Size 4 City, I just can't do it. Me and AR got this thing going. He not here with us today on the panel, but I'm sure he gonna listen in via iTunes. Download and subscribe out there. So 49ers, man, because like I said on Thursday night, we're on the cookout. I might have said it twice already. I feel like the 49ers and the Colts are basically both 0-4. I don't count that win over the Browns just because the NFL does. Who are the NFL to me? They don't control me. Okay.
Right.
So I got the 49ers, man, because they're ready to get off the snot. Oh, and more importantly, because the Colts have already given up 136 points to their opponents total. All right? Like, that's just a ridiculous amount of points to be given up in just 4 weeks, okay? And you're only putting 71 on the board. And then I can look at the 49ers and say, okay, well, they've only given up 94 in 4 weeks. But they're struggling as well, only being able to post 66. But I'm counting on the Colts to gift wrap at least 14 points. Quarterback to DB or safety, pick six, going the other way. 49ers win by 14.
This is very interesting, Sport City, because it's like I want to roll with Roy so bad, man. I do, man. I do. Just to see the Niners get off the board. But Niners, this is what you get for doing that to Colin Kaepernick. What you get. Now you got quarterback issues. And I got into an argument last Sunday with a guy while we were watching the game. He's a diehard Niner fan. It was like, I'll take any of the quarterbacks that we have on the roster over Colin Kaepernick. Brian Hoyer is not playing great ball, even though that one game they had up against the Rams, they were scoring points, but he's not playing great ball. Two touchdown passes on the season. And this is week five they're going into. They're just two. Okay, that's one. And, you know, it's something about, you know, me being a Hurricane fan, having a big weekend or yesterday with the Hurricanes knocking off Florida State. And Frank Gore, you know he's got to be more pumped than ever to go to the team that – or go against the team that didn't want to resign him, basically because he is up against the sand in the hourglass because he is getting older. Father Time is beating everybody's butt. Everybody. I can care less who you are. If you found the fountain of youth, let everybody know where it is. But Father Time is beating everybody up. So I'm going to go with Indy. I'm going to go to AR and Royce's crib. They start stealing some drinks out of there. I'm going with the Colts, 45, the Colts. Now, before this pick, Arcisi, what were you saying? You're going to let that one slide. I don't know what happened. What were you referring to?
Come on, man. You know you leapfrog that Lions-Carolina game. You do it every week. Stop playing games, boy, with them Lions. We know that's your team. We're going to get at them. I got it. Don't even worry about it. I don't even need you to set it up. Here's what it is, people. It's the Carolina Panthers, and it's the Detroit Lions. They're both sitting at 3-1. You know what I mean? It's the battle of the cats. Now,
yes,
which one do you want? Okay, I'm going to put y'all through the scenario that I put Thomas through earlier in the week. It was too close to call, so I had to grab a coin. And sits on the lion helmet. You got the whole cat with the tail. I made the lion's tails. And on the Panthers helmet, all you really got is the head of the cat, the Panther. So I made them heads. I flipped that coin. When that coin landed, it landed on, drum roll, tails. I'm going with the Lions because it was a flip of a freaking coin. It's too close to call, people. It doesn't matter to me who wins, so I just pick one. All I care about is my record. I need to be better than 7-8. We got to get off the schneid. We can't go 7-8 and be under 500 on odd number weeks.
Oh, boy. He did do it like that, Sports City. No lie. He did do it like that. He said, I'm flipping the coin in this one. And he stuck with his pick. That's the crazy part, that he is going with the Lions. Of course, you guys know which way I'm going. I'm going with my boys, just the diehard in me. I got to go with the Lions. And it's something about this season that just feels special, especially with everything that's going on at the start of the season, because they're playing all of the big guns early, even though it doesn't even feel like they have any let-up in the season. But they're playing the big guns early, in which the one thing that was not, there's more than one thing about this game that worries me. With everything that Cam Newton has been going through with the media and the statement that he made after the Patriots game, with the journalist or the, you know, the reporter, that he made that statement, and him losing sponsorship with, you know, the state that he was getting in, you know what I mean? So I feel like this could be something that Cam can have on his shoulder, and also the matchup with McCaffrey and Stewart coming out of that backfield can make it very interesting for the Lions trying to match up with the running backs coming out of the backfield. And, of course, they got some big receivers that have actually been making a name for themselves, i.e. Funchess right now, who was the talk of that discussion between Cam Newton and the reporter. But I am going to – I got to go with my heart. Right now, I'm sorry. I know things can happen. I can mess around and mess up on this one. But we actually owe the hometown crowd in Detroit one, because the lone loss that we had was the last game that they had at home was up against the Falcons, and everybody knows how that game ended. Still, in my head, I still see Detroit won that game, but in the record book, they're 3-1. But I'm going with my boy, hometown team. Well, in my heart, it's home for me when I go back to Detroit. I got so many people out there in Michigan, so I'm going with Detroit. The next matchup we have on slate, this is an interesting matchup, in which the Tennessee Titans take their act on the road up against the Miami Dolphins, in which they are playing without Marcus Mariota. They did not. And it seems like I keep reverting back to Kaepernick because I'm supporting him. You know what I'm saying? I love Colin for the effort that he did, but nobody's picking him up, and everybody around the league is taking a knee. And it's not fair that he should be able to play. And the Titans were saying that they were interested, but they turned him down. Like, he doesn't have the ability to play for you guys. And he does the same thing that Marcus Mariota does in your system. I don't know. It's funny. But the Titans on the road up against the Dolphins. Royce, who do you like in this matchup, Titans or Dolphins?
Well, Timeless, seeing how the Dolphins have got off to this slow start and only put a quarter. Now, I know they only played three total games so far, and everybody else has played four. But 25 total points in three games? Somebody do the math. Divide 25 by three. What is that? Come on.
8 points.
You can.
8 points.
You can.
8 points.
You can. You cannot win games like that, Timeless. I can't go with the Dolphins. You can't win games like that. You're only scoring 25 and you're giving up 57. What? I got the Titans. Titans move and improve to 3-2. Look, they're not that great. They've given up 126 while only posting 100 points themselves, so they're playing in a hole. But one thing we know right now about this Titans team is that it's basically like another, you know, roll of the dice, flip of the coin situation. They're 1-1 at home. They're 1-1 on the road. So we got them at 2-2. I say it's time for another win, Titans over the Dolphins.
Sports City, I feel bad right now, right? Because, like, me and my big brother are having a big difference in opinions, and it's not purposely. I'm not purposely doing this. I'm not.
Man, you using Vegas. You using the spike.
I am.
I know what you're doing. I know what you're doing. I'm calling you out.
Why do you know me so much? I'm tired of him. I'm tired of him already. I'm tired. But he knows me so good, I can't take it. Okay, so the reason being, right, is because I look at that line that Royce is talking about, and they favor the Dolphins. And here goes the crazy part. I don't feel comfortable with a quarterback coming in having to learn the system in just short time up against the Dolphins defense, where the Dolphins defense is okay. They're okay. But this is what hurts me about going with the Dolphins. I'm picking Miami in this matchup, but this is what hurts me about Miami is exactly what Royce was hitting on, that they have not been able to score points this season. And the reason being, Sports City, ever since I started Sports City, you know what quarterback I've been picking on since I've been in this thing, and that has been Jay Cutler. Jay Cutler won that first game. I was like, interesting. The Dolphins are looking good out the gate. Ever since then, they have not done anything. Hopefully turns this around, gets them to 500 again, then not make me look bad in the kitchen, but they have the Dolphins favored in this matchup. So that's why Royce knew exactly where the heck I was going. So now I'm wrong with Miami in this one. It is very awkward. My mind is with you. like I want to pick you. Like I feel like you guys have everything set up, but it's just like from plain sight, from my eye vision, it's like what I see is like it's too awkward for them to be playing around like this. I'm going with Miami. Next matchup we have on the board is the San Diego Chargers, 0-4, going to MetLife, which is 35 minutes away from me, going up against the New York Giants, who are 0-4. Both have played one game away, one game at home. The Chargers lost their lone away game, and the Giants lost their lone home game that was up against the Detroit Lions, which I was in attendance. I was in attendance for that game. This is where I need Royce to pull that dog on corner out again and flip that thing, because I don't know who to pick, man. You know what? I'll go first because I keep pushing Royce to go first. I'm going to go with the Giants to win at home with San Diego having to travel across the country. I think that may wear on them. If the Giants come out of the gate 0-5, they're done for the season, and you will start to hear the looming sounds of bench Eli or look for another quarterback, so on and so forth. In which Eli's actually put up decent numbers this season, 6 touchdowns thrown, over 1,000 already passing. So I'm going to go with the Giants and Odell. Hopefully Odell wakes up against this secondary and gets things started. Arkeezy, who do you like in this matchup? Rolling on the River or Eli Manning?
Hey, man, I'm rolling. You feel me? And this one was easy. This wasn't as close as the Panthers and Lions for me. I didn't need to flip a coin. I could look at the numbers and see that in 4 games apiece, the Chargers are 12 points better than the Giants. And the difference is the Giants have given up, you know, they're a negative 35 and the Chargers are a negative 21. So it's only a 2-point difference between these two teams and what they've allowed. The Giants have allowed 95 points. Chargers have allowed 93. So not hard, real easy. And I like Phillip Rivers over Eli Manning, even though obviously Eli has caught all the breaks in his NFL career when it comes to, you know, team success and Super Bowls and all that. You know, I'm aware of what's going on with that, but just I think the Chargers get this win first. And like you just stated previously, the Giants are in trouble at 0-5. There needs to be some drastic changes in that locker room to that personnel. I can't say that it begins and ends with Eli. That's not my call. But in most teams in this type of situation, hey, the fall guy is the quarterback. That's my quarterback. T.O., that's my quarterback.
Is Royce doing this because he's a Cowboy fan, Sports City? Now, he's talking about calling me out. Is he calling me?
I want my quarterback.
I'm not. See, as soon as he said T.O., I was like, he is a Cowboy fan. But I let him rock with that. But just like he said, I think that there's going to be a lot of change, including looking at McAdoo, the head coach, because nothing has gone right ever since he's taken over. I mean, yeah, they made the playoffs one time, but a lot of that offense has fallen since he's got in front of them. So it's interesting. I think McAdoo will have to answer some doggone questions before Eli has to get addressed as well. as interesting as that is. Now, the next matchup that we do have is the Battle of the Birds. The Arizona Cardinals take their talents on the road up against the Philadelphia Eagles, in which the Eagles are 3-1. The Cardinals are sitting at 500 at 2-2. This is a very interesting matchup where it is raining today in Philadelphia as well. Royce, who do you like in this matchup, the Red Birds or the Green Birds?
What? You got to ask me that? No, I'm just playing. No, seriously, it's the Eagles, man. It's the Eagles. Carson Wentz and the Eagles. I'm rolling with the Philadelphia Eagles, not the Arizona Cardinals, the Philadelphia Eagles. They're 3-1. That boy is throwing that ball around. I'm talking about the young man, Carson Wentz, 103 points. Most points in the NFC East. They're sitting atop the division. Obviously, I'm a Cowboys fan. The Cowboys right there behind them at 2-2. You would think that I would, you know, try to hate on them and pick the Arizona Cardinals to slow them down, but I'm not interested in putting that negative energy and that bad karma out there. I ain't got no hate. I'm going to pick the Eagles to win. And if they lose, they lose. Look, 7-8. That's all I'm saying. I'm trying to get off the snide, man. I'm rolling with the Eagles. That's all I keep telling the folks here at Sports City. I need to see a change.
Here goes the interesting part about this matchup. The Cardinals are very successful up against the Eagles when they come to the link. They have won their last couple of meetings going to the Lincoln Financial Field beating the Eagles. But this isn't last year or the Eagles that you know so well. But this is a very interesting matchup. I do want to go with the stronger defense in the Cardinals. The Cardinals have the better defense than me. But I am going to roll with Royce for the first pick right now because I think all of our picks, we've gone against each other. I'm going to go with them with the Eagles to take care of business at home. The next matchup is the Jacksonville Jaguars sitting at 2-2 in the AFC South, making it very interesting down there as well. In Pittsburgh up against the Steelers, in which last week Antonio Brown had the blow-up that everybody across the league has heard about. He was sitting wide open in the middle of the field, and Big Ben missed him. And this was the tantrum heard around the league. He basically slapped his offensive coordinator's hand away just to let him know that he was frustrated. Do the Steelers come out and beat the crap out of the Jaguars, or do you think there is an upset brewing in Pittsburgh?
I see it like this, Timeless. You had me take a second look at these Jaguars at the beginning of the season, and I've been paying attention since week one. And again, I'm sticking with the numbers, man, because as we all know, the numbers don't lie. And at this point, the Jacksonville Jaguars are 19 points better than the Steelers in terms of what they've posted on their opponents. And I get it. The Jaguars have given up 74 points, and the Steelers have only given up 59. But if the Bears could let that boy, what's his name, Jordan Howard, run off overtime touchdown and in the game, I think Fournette can have his way today and be a difference maker for these Jacksonville Jaguars. So I'm rolling with the Jaguars over the Steelers. And I know I got some Steeler fans out there, some Steeler family, serious. You know, I know you're a Steeler fan. You know, my uncle is a Steeler fan. A couple other folks that's close to me, they rock with them Steelers. But I'm sorry, folks. It's Jacksonville Jaguars today.
Very interesting pick. Very interesting pick. He went with the Jags on the road. He just made it that much more difficult for me to pick this doggone team. I'm going to go against him. I'm going to go with the Steelers. As much as I do want to go with the Jags, just to help me look good from what I said earlier in the year, this is a tall task. I'm going to say this. I'm going with the Steelers, but my heart is with Royce with the Jaguars. I actually want Royce to get this win so I can feel better at the end of the season and tell the people that the Jaguars have something special. They do have something special, but I'm going with the Steelers just so I can stay afloat. I got to stay afloat because I've been letting myself down after week one. Okay, so the 4 clocks do commence as of now. The Ravens and Raiders, Royce, who do you like in this matchup and why?
Well, before you go, I heard somebody was knocking at the door trying to get in. I think AR is trying to arrive late to the show with his pick.
I gotta stop y'all right there. First of all,
he making a lot of noise. Don't you dare come in here being hostile. I didn't have to let you in the door. I could have kept the door closed on you. I could have left you on the outside.
I'm not being hostile,
in.
My brother. I'm not being hostile, but you guys seriously think.
Well, good morning.
Good morning. Top of
the
morning to everybody. How's everybody doing this morning?
That's how you come and eat, and that's how you do things. You don't just come in here and flap your wings like that.
Hey, Thomas, let me let you in on a little secret. AR has a time issue. This guy is generally late. You feel me?
Don't put me out there like that.
And he out here at 11:50. You know what I'm saying?
Don't put me out there like that.
You gonna come to the brunch?
You know, first off, I do like to, you know, give honor to God who is the Almighty, and I was in the house of the Lord today, so I do apologize for my, you know, impartial tardiness today. But
you must go to one of them old school churches that don't have 8 o'clock service. Don't got a 9 o'clock service. So you trying to tell me your pastor leaving that money on the floor? Leaving that money on the wall.
Hey, service went a little bit over today. It was communion. I'm going to say the Eagles is going to win that first game. But you guys really picked the Jaguars to beat the Steel Curtain Steelers?
You didn't hear everything that I said. So who did I pick?
You picked the Jags.
No, I did not pick the Jaguars. You're not listening. See, that's the problem, Sports City. He came in here
already. He late and he ain't listening.
He was sitting right there telling Woods, let him in, and now look at him. Look at him. That is terrible.
Okay,
so you
picked the Steelers.
Yeah, I was going with the Steelers, but my heart is with the Jags because of everything that I said at the beginning of the year when you two were sitting up here laughing like crazy, where the Jaguars are sitting at 2-2 and they are playing interesting football with some good pieces on that team. But I am going with the Steelers, but if the Jags win, I will be happy that they do win because it helps me look even more better from what I said earlier this season. Now, who are you going with, Jaguars or Steelers, since you didn't hear that part of the dialogue?
Well, I am going to be going with the Steelers on this one. I think the Steelers are going to handle business. Le'Veon's going to have a decent day because the Jaguars' running defense is not that great this year. They're decent, but they really haven't played as much competition as a Le'Veon Bell. Le'Veon Bell is still Le'Veon Bell. And Antonio Brown, you know, he blew up because, hey, he wants the football. All-star players want the ball. Give him the ball. Big Ben's going to find him. He's going to get about 2 tugs this game, and he's going to have a great game. He's going to have over 100-plus yards. So the Steelers are going to win this game.
Okay, no problem. We won't fight with you any longer, but you need to pay attention, okay? Just pay attention. Okay, so back to the pick that we were on, Ravens and Raiders. I'll start with you first, AR. Who do you like in this matchup and why?
You see my instincts are telling me to go Ravens. But this is why I'm not going with the Ravens. I got to go with the Raiders. I think the Raiders are going to get it done. I think Marshawn is going to once again show why he is beast mode, and they're going to be running the football up and down against the Ravens. So I got to pick the Raiders.
Royce, I'm going with the Ravens. Derek Carr being out, they're trying to force him to play, but this is a 2 to 6 week injury. To me, I think he's not playing. The quarterback is E.J. Manuel. There is no way I feel comfortable. We're going with E.J. Manuel. I'm going with the Ravens in the black hole. Who do you like, Royce, and why?
I got the Ravens over the Raiders because what you said, no quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
And because of what AR said, you're going to try to hand the ball off to Marshawn Lynch and go beast mode, and that's just going to fall right into the hands of the Ravens. You mean to tell me the Ravens as a coaching staff aren't smart enough to say, okay, these guys don't have a passing attack, so why wouldn't we load it up in the box and let's force them to pass?
Mm-hmm.
We know that if you attempt to pass, because we going to shut down your run, your own lone weapon, your only lone weapon, it's too easy. I mean, unless Vegas decided they want to jack me off, you know what I'm saying? This is too easy. It's got to be the Ravens over the Raiders.
Both of these teams did that 2-2. That makes it even more interesting. Okay, so I know we're running on limited time because we got Arkeezy here for a little bit, so I want to make sure I get everything out of him and get everything out of the kitchen as well. Seahawks up against the Rams. The Seahawks are sitting at 2-2 on the road in L.A. up against the Rams, who lead the NFC West right now at 3-1. Royce, I'll go to you first. Your thoughts on this game?
Oh, man, you already know where I'm going. We talked about this earlier in the week. I got to go with the Rams, man. The Rams have absolutely proven themselves that they are legit. They are for real. Todd Gurley is for real. I mean, this team has put up 142 points on the season. They're just handing out beatdowns when given the opportunity to everyone, including, you know, a 35-30 win over my Cowboys. I have no problems with saying that. We saw what they did in week one. We might have thought it was a fluke, you know, want to blame it all on the Colts quarterback and everything like that, passing to the other team. But the bottom line is, this Rams team, unlike some other teams in the league that we talked about earlier today, Timeless, they're capitalizing on opportunities to score the ball, right? Where other teams like, you know, the Browns, we're begging their receivers to go buy a pair of hands, order them from Amazon.com or something, you know, go to Costco and get it off the rack. I mean, but the reality is the Rams look like a contender. So I'm not going against the Rams today. I got the Rams. Too easy.
Okay, AR, who do you like in this matchup, Seahawks or Rams?
Well, I got to go with Mr. King right there because the Rams, minor setback, you know, and a couple weeks ago, the Rams looked legit. And they are putting up points, ladies and gentlemen, putting up points. Points wins games. Defense wins championships. The Rams are going to win this game.
We have a clean sweep across the board. I am going with the Rams as well. Vegas, you are fishy. Fishy, fishy, fishy. Now, I think this is the game of the day. Royce is going last on this one. AR, I don't have to say any teams. Who do you like and why?
Well, let's see. Last game of the day. This is going to be...
The last game of the 4 o'clock. Let me say that the right way because there's still the night.
No, I know which one you're talking about. Oh, I know which one you're talking about. You're talking about the rematch of Mr. Aaron Rodgers.
Like if you ever seen the movie Next Friday, have you ever seen the movie Next Friday where Sticky said, "This is a rematch, fool. This is a rematch."
Right, exactly.
I remember
clear as day where I was watching this game last year in the playoffs as Aaron Rodgers is scrambling around looking for somebody, and then all of a sudden, close. Oh, he's out of bounds. No, he ain't. That's a first down. And the clock stops. Aaron Rodgers is that man. I'm going with the Packers on this one. Go, Pack, go.
Okay. I am going to go with them. Hold up. I got to go with Royce right now. Here goes the reason why they aren't at home. And if they lose two back-to-back at home, the Cowboys have their issue laid out for them. It would be very fun to see how Jerry Jones starts answering the questions if they lose back-to-back games at home. But just like AR hit on that play where the other AR was sitting in that pocket just chilling and made that pass to Jared Cook, and he just toe-tapped the line and put him in field goal position. heartbreak. That kid is a heartbreak waiting to happen. I'm going with the Cowboys, but I wouldn't be surprised if the Packers did win this game, but I'm going to go with the Cowboys.
Right. Okay, guys. So here's my thoughts on this game right here. And I've seen this, I'm an honest guy. I'm a frank guy, right? And, my issue with the Cowboys is if you give up on the play, if you start hanging your head when the game is not over, if you're – effort is not there. If you don't have heart, you don't have will to compete. If you're not playing to win, I need you to turn your helmet in. I need you to hang up your cleats, throw your jersey in the hamper so we can wash it up and issue it to somebody else with a competitive fire and a competitive nature. I don't want to see no Cowboys running around on the field like you can't get it done. All right? So I'm going with the Cowboys over the Packers, man. I feel like they needed a quick lecture because, look, it is the Green Bay Packers, okay? If I wasn't a Cowboy fan, I might be, tempted to pick Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers. But I think they're dealing with their own issues. This particular season, despite the fact that they're currently 3-1 and the Cowboys are 2-2, and despite the fact that the numbers say that they have put up 102 points to the Cowboys 94 and only given up 81, where the Cowboys have given up 97. This is one of them homer picks, and they need the win. That's what it really boils down to. The Cowboys need this win at home. So you know what we got to do. Let's go, Cowboys.
I love it.
I knew it was coming, so that's why I stayed quiet. I paused because I knew it was coming. So I got to let my brother get his little, his victory lap on. I hope he get his victory lap on. And people, if you don't know me right now, I'm a Lion fan, so I need them boys to come on and do their doggone thing. I need them to do their thing. They at least keep it even if the Lions don't do their thing. The last game of the day.
Oh, so that's why you went with the Cowboys. That makes sense now. You want that division
you,
title.
You got it. You got one.
I understand.
You catch on quick now.
Always a method to the madness. Always a method.
Yes, Royce called me the best. You better listen to Royce when he calls me. You won. That boy for real now. Okay. The last matchup of the day is then we got the Monday night too. The last matchup of today is the Chiefs 4-0, the last undefeated team in the league, going to Houston up against the Houston Texans, in which the Houston Texans are sitting at 500 at 2-2. I'm going to go first. I am going to go with the Chiefs. I think the Chiefs still have too much elite speed on that field for Houston to deal with them right now. I'm going with the Chiefs to take care of business in Texas. Royce, I'll come to you. Your thoughts on this game, Chiefs or Texans?
Hey, man, you already know how it's going down. I'm not picking against them Chiefs right now. Outside of the Los Angeles Rams, in my opinion, in terms of who's hot or the hottest team, it's the Chiefs, man. I mean, what, they're still undefeated last I checked, right? Like, I'm not in front of my computer right now. I'm moving about. But Kareem Hunt, Alex Smith, these guys are playing at a high level, and they're leading their franchise to – looks like nothing but victory. So until they take a L and catch me by surprise, I'm rolling with the Chiefs.
Okay. And AR, who do you like in this matchup, Kansas City or Houston?
That's all I got to say.
Okay, don't do that Warrior chop too long because I'll take offense to that. I am a Miami Hurricane fan, and we just beat those dudes up, so I don't want to hear too much of that.
And congratulations. That was one hell of a game. Congratulations. I meant to tell you that.
We say that for the cookout because I know Roy's gonna beat me up if I don't get us together. But look, I gotta say before the cookout because I need to get my big brother out of the way. But I'm still elated about that as well. The Monday night matchup is the Minnesota Vikings up against the Chicago Bears. Does anybody think the Bears can knock off the Vikings?
It'll be interesting if they can, but I mean I haven't seen too much of Mitch Trubisky to say otherwise. I don't really think he is worth a second round pick, but that's my opinion. I don't think they're going to do it though.
Vikings.
Okay, so we have a clean sweep across the board. Okay, so Sports City, I know my big brother has to run, and we'll stop the show there as well. I wish AR was here to get his other picks in. So I'm going to start with you first, Roy, because I know you got a roll. Give us a plug, close out, shout out, anything that you'd like to promote as we shut it down here at the brunch.
First thing I want to say, Thomas, is I want to thank everybody who came out and supported the Hoops and Heroes for 2017, raising money, charity basketball event for the Julian Center. And check it out. For the first time in this rivalry matchup between the Indianapolis Police Department and the Indianapolis Fire Department, the Fire Department won. For the first time, I think, in like 4 or 5 years or something since this charity event has been going on. So congratulations to the Fire Department of Indianapolis. It was for a great cause, for protecting those and supporting those people who have been victims of domestic violence and sexual abuse. Former Indiana Pacer Scott Pollard and his wife were there. They came out and they spoke a little bit. My man Scott Pollard, pretty funny, threw a couple of jabs at the police and the fire department. The fire department was hacking a little bit, so he told them stop fouling. And then this one guy on the police department, man, he called those guys out because they were gunning. They couldn't make free throws. It was just a great time, man. So thanks for everybody in the city of Indianapolis coming out, showing your love and support. Keep rocking with us here inside Sports City. We'll be back on Tuesday. You know what's happening. It's the cookout. Thursday, it's the Crossover Cafe. Let's cook.
Yes, sir. All right, so we're going to let him get rolling. AR, I need to close out shout out before we shut down the brunch. I do want to get your picks, if you want to allow me to get your picks in so we could even everything out, because you're missing, I think, like 5 of the games that you missed from the get-go. I'll start first with the Bills and Bengals. Who do you like in that matchup?
Bills.
He's going Bills. Secondly, the Jets or the Browns?
J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets.
You and Royce are with Gang Green. I'm with the Browns to pull the upset off. I don't even know if I should ask you about this one, either the Niners or the Colts.
Well, I'm sorry, Liz, I thought you was going to save this one for last, but we got to go with them boys. Let's go, Colts. Hey, Manny, just had a statue enshrined into Lucas Oil's facade.
I forgot.
Colts are going to win.
I forgot they did that for Peyton. They have a bronze statue outside of Lucas Oil for Peyton Manning. The next matchup is the Panthers and the Lions. Who do you like?
Lions.
We have a clean sweep with Detroit. Wow. Tennessee, the Titans or the Dolphins?
Oh, let's go Titans.
I'm the Lone Ranger with the Dolphins right now. Everybody went Tennessee, and the Chargers and the Giants is the last game.
Giants are going to get their first win today.
Royce is all by himself with the Chargers. I went with the G-men as well. Okay, so now, AR, I need a plug, close out, shout out, anything that you'd like to promote as we shut it down here at the brunch.
Well, again, Sports City, I'd like to appreciate and thank everybody for having me. It's your boy, AR. I was a little tardy today, you know, part of my tardiness. But, I'm on all social media. Let's go, Colts. We're going to get it done today. We're going to be 2-3. Hey, all we got to do is play 500 ball until good old Andrew Luck, number 12, come back. Peyton Manning's having his statue and jersey number retired today. And let's go, Colts. Let's get it done. Everybody have a great Sunday.
All He said he's fighting for 2 and 3. I went with the Niners. I went. No, I didn't. No, I'm lying. I'm lying, right? I went with the Colts. I'm with you. I'm for Frank Gore. I'm with you because I said Frank Gore on the revenge day. Hopefully they get done. Hopefully they don't let me down because Royce was already pinning y'all to the wall already. He was letting you have it. So I'm here to give you your dish. I'm here to give you your dish. Just to keep it going. We got to keep that little warmth going on in the kitchen. Sports City Chef will be back at it Tuesday and Thursday, like Royce just mentioned. Cookout Tuesday. The cafe is getting closer and closer to the regular season approaching us. Y'all stay focused here in the kitchen. Shout out to everybody that lost somebody in the past week or so. I've been losing a lot of people as well. Shout out to the people in Vegas. Like I said, to the Hawk, a.k.a. Connie Hawk, has just passed away as well. A lot of tragedy going on, but we got to stay positive, stay focused, and love one another as a neighbor, man. Stay, you know, as much as possible, man. That's the only way I can preach it right now. On that note, tell a friend to tell a friend that it's the Chefs again, and if they don't know, now they know.
Oh, welcome to Sports City. TP Thomas is at the helm.
Feeling kind of Sunday.
Moses taking care of the Midwest. I'm TP Thomas holding down the East Coast.
TP, I am ready to rock.
And the only thing, I got one thing to wish you people.
Good morning.
It's a Sports City Chef with Sunday the Brunch with Mark and TP.
Good morning.
So kick back, relax, enjoy this, everybody. Don't turn on the TV.
Good morning.
It's a Sunday morning brunch with Mark, the Moses, and TP Thomas.
Good morning.
So sit back, relax, in 2 hours of facts.